It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
If you're a regular listener of Wellness for Life Radio, you know that I'm a strong proponent for eating organic foods. And the reason is because not only will you drastically reduce your toxin load from the pesticides and other chemicals, but you really get a higher amount of quality vital nutrients that your body needs. And that includes many important minerals. In particular, I want to talk about is magnesium. Magnesium, you know, 50% of the U.S., people in the U.S. do not get enough of it. We're deficient. 50% of the population in America are deficient in magnesium. Now, why is that? Because the changes in farming practices. You know, conventional farmers are more likely to have soil that is depleted of magnesium because they do not rest or rotate their crops. And when conventional farms put minerals back into their soil, they often only put phosphorus, nitrogen, and potassium back, not magnesium and other important minerals. You know, basically it's because it is cheaper for them. Now, organic farmers, what they do is they usually balance the mineral levels more completely, including magnesium, and will use all organic matter, including their fertilizers. So what are the signs and symptoms of magnesium deficiency? And sometimes it's actually difficult to diagnose. And that's because it's pretty like, you know, a symptom of fatigue or foggy brain, and just general weakness can be due to magnesium deficiency. Another symptom is nausea and lack of appetite, you know, and so these are symptoms that you wouldn't go see a doctor for, right? Another will be muscle cramps and spasms, including eye twitching. Often a little eyelid or around the eye, you'll get this tiny little fluttering. Well, that's a sign of magnesium deficiency. Abnormal heart rhythm. You might feel like a fluttering going in your heart or your throat. You might feel like you're getting a speeding of the heart as well. That may be a sign of magnesium. Nerve tingling, paresthesia, nerve tingling. Can't feel very well, right? Nerve tingling in your extremity. Even constipation. Constipation may actually be a magnesium deficiency because magnesium causes relaxation in your body. So why do we need magnesium? Well, I'm going to talk about that today here on Nature's Secrets and how to get enough of it. Now, magnesium is an important mineral because it is involved in over 300 biochemical processes. And it's super important for the heart, muscles, hormone balancing, and healthy immunity. It's also very important for bone health because 60% of your magnesium is found in your bone. So what else can it do? It can prevent diseases such as type 2 diabetes. And they're finding that studies are showing magnesium can lower the risk of diabetes, as well as osteoporosis. I just told you that 60% is found in your bones, so it's super important to get magnesium to increase bone mineral density, particularly in postmenopausal and elderly women, because osteoporosis is much higher in women than men. Not that it doesn't happen with men, but it's definitely much higher. Now, what else? High blood pressure during pregnancy. You know, in the hospital, often you have to go to the hospital because you're actually having problems with high blood pressure. And what will they do? And they'll put the IV in. The IV is magnesium chloride. And they'll put it inside, or they'll give you an actual shot of it. And that will help with high blood pressure during pregnancy. There's a condition called metabolic syndrome where you have diabetes, high fat content, cholesterol issues, obesity. Now, this metabolic syndrome, if you take magnesium, that can help lower the development of this condition. So it's very important for that you go ahead, if you've got any of these tendencies or even family history of metabolic syndrome in your family, then go ahead and start taking some magnesium and taking the right foods with it. I will go over that in a minute. Now, heart disease. Heart disease, you know, for me, that was one of the problems in my family. My father passed away, and he actually had heart disease, and magnesium deficiency is very common in people who have heart disease. It's a natural calcium channel blocker. So it's an efficient preventative medicine, or I should say mineral, for heart attacks and cardiac arrhythmia. arrhythmias, which is the or I should say tachycardia, when it's not beating at the right pace. So when can you use magnesium? You can use it after surgery. I love giving magnesium post-surgical patients so that they can increase, or I should say they can decrease their pain, because it will help with relaxing their body and decrease in the pain syndrome. Another, boy, when you're an athlete and you're out there working out, strenuous exercise, you start sweating, you start urinating a lot, well, that will result in a loss of magnesium. And so what we want to do is we want to replace it, replace that loss. You could even lose up to 20% of your body magnesium through sweating if you're a really hard exerciser. So make sure that you do take this minerals and magnesium after, and you can do that by putting magnesium in an electrolyte drink. When you're doing any kind of detoxing, it'll be important for you to also replenish with magnesium. Not only is it important to replace it, but you can use magnesium to help you through the detoxification pathway. Sometimes we use Epsom salt soaks to help you move those bowels. You could even drink Epsom salt, which is a magnesium sulfate. And by drinking that a little bit, not a lot, you know, always talk to your doctor about that, because you can get diarrhea. But what it does is it helps you with moving your bowels and getting all those toxins out when you are going through a cleansing program. And as I just said, it will help you move those bowels, so it will reduce your constipation. You can see on every Epsom salt box that you can use it. It gives you just direction on how to move your bowels. You know, I actually say do half the amount, because if you try what they tell you, it's way too strong and you will have the runs all day long. It will help you reduce heartburn. Magnesium will help you get rid of that acid reflux, because it's a mineral that is an alkalizer. And by alkalizing your body, not only will it reduce heartburn, but it will help you with your migraine. Everyone, you know, who have headaches, it is worth a try using migraine. I personally use the magnesium transdermal magnesium gel or oil and put it on my head if there's any tension in my head, and you know, it works really well for getting rid of magnesium. And of course, you know, PMS symptoms, if you've got premenstrual syndrome, sitting in a magnesium bath is excellent to reduce the swelling, the pain, the bloating, and even mood. So what do we want to do? We want to make sure that we get at least 400 milligrams, 400 for men, and 300 for women, for at least anyone over 30, anyone over 30 years old. Super important that you get it in your diet, eating loads of dark green vegetables, nuts and seeds, and bananas, legumes, and dark chocolate. Oh my God, that sounds awesome, doesn't it? Dark chocolate for your magnesium. I said earlier, transdermal magnesium is what I use. You can find out about transdermal magnesium on my website, drsuzanne.com/store. I have the magnesium bath salts there that I soak in. And then don't forget, you can use a mineral-rich supplement that covers your magnesium level. I have a multi that I use, which is called Essential Minerals, and that's also available on my website. When you do the soaks, don't just put one scoop of you know, the minerals. You can also use Epsom salt. You've got to use good amounts. And what I mean is at least 3 to 4 cups. This is a therapeutic dose of magnesium chloride bath flakes. You can use the same amount of Epsom salt. There's just a difference between Epsom salt is magnesium sulfate is Epsom salt, and magnesium chloride is the bath flakes that I use. And I use the magnesium chloride because it is a very clean magnesium that is readily absorbed right into your body super, super fast. And by doing that, you'll be able to relax your muscles and any spasms. And if you have any type of joint pain, that's where you want to apply the magnesium oil or gel. All right, now be sure to eat your leafy greens, nuts, and seeds. You'll find a lot to smile about when you take the right amount.